This podcast is brought to you by Ideate and Execute. Do you want to drive innovation in your organization, futurize your enterprise, ideate massively valuable new products, or execute them to market? Then contact us today at ideateandexecute.com and get started.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Think Future. My name is Chris Calabocas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Sorry, I hit pause for a second there in my brain. We're talking innovation startups, the future, not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order. If you're watching on YouTube, smack that subscribe button, hit that bell so you can be notified when new shit comes online. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast service, please subscribe, please drop a note in an Apple podcast. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. So we're back to another week. It is Startup Monday. That's right, folks, Startup Monday, where I go into the files, the deep, deep files of all of the thousands of business ideas that I've come up with. I don't know if there's a thousand that I haven't done anything with, but I want to share with you in case you are a startup founder who is interested in a new idea that has never been built. Now, I don't know if this has been built or not. You could tell me, like, listen to what the idea is, and you let me know if you think this has been built, who's built it, or if it hasn't been built, if you think there's a market for this thing. Because I think there's a market for the thing. All these ideas that I came up with, I think that there's a market for it. The question is, what is the market? Is it big enough? And should we go for it? So here's today's idea. Today's idea is called 1,000 Truths. And 1,000 Truths is all about truth. Because if you ask me, we never really get to the truth of anything. It's very rare that we get to actual truth, because a lot of times it's colored by people's political stance or where they are, or what they think, or whatever. I mean, how many people actually speak the truth? I mean, if you talk to Dan O'Reilly or any other people, most people are irrational. Most people don't fill out surveys with truthful answers. Most people lie all the time. So is there such a thing as truth? Can we get to the truth? And in my discussions with a lot of people on this particular topic, we've realized that there's no way we can get to an actual truth. Even things like measuring the diameter of the planet and things like that. It's like it depends on who's measuring, how calculating and stuff like that. There's many things that we believe that are true that are not true, and many things that are false that we believe that are true. So how do we know what truth is? So if you ask me, let's get to the nub of it. What is truth? Truth is something that most of us agree on. So think about some things like fiat currency. Or with fiat currency, we all agree that a US dollar is worth about a US dollar. It's not really worth anything because there's nothing backing it. We have all agreed. It's almost a shared hallucination. We believe that it's worth a dollar, so it has that value, right? So if we believe things have a value, then we think that they're a truth. Is it true that $1 is worth $1? But what is a dollar? So that's what I'm trying to say, is that on this website, the only way for us to figure out if something is true is if enough of us agree that something is true. And even then, if enough of us agree that something is true, nothing can be 100% true, because you never know if what you're looking at, if your senses are lying to you, or they're telling you the truth. We don't know the difference between truth and falsehood. Even when in our own eyes, even with our own sense organs, when we see something, we may be seeing the wrong thing. How many times have you heard about a situation where you had a number of eyewitnesses at a location and a crime was committed and everybody says something different? Everybody sees something different. So what is truth? So let's get to it. I'm a big believer in truth. I love truth. I think we should all strive to learn the truth of everything. Question everything. And I think if we say that the definition of truth is enough human beings have agreed that something is true, then that could be true. And it doesn't have to be 100% agreement. It could be a high number of agreement. It's basically a high number of agreement. That's basically what it is. If enough of us believe that something is true, then we can classify it as true. Now, I don't know what the number is. Does it have to be 90%? Does it have to be 70%? Whatever. Right? There is a certain number where we can say to it. In fact, everybody's number is different. In fact, if I told you that this fact was 70% true and this fact was 90% true, you might say, well, they're both true. And one person might say, well, only the 90% fact is true and the 70% fact isn't true. So here's the idea. I know, long-winded explanation. So 1,000 Truths is a website and an app where you can post a truth. And I call it a truth. It's not Truth Social like Trump's site. I call it a truth because it's basically a fact or an item of information, a piece of content, right? And then other people can go in and vote up that it's true or down that it's false. And if enough people vote something is true, then it can go over a certain threshold, but you can set whatever threshold you want. You can say 50%, you can say 70%, you can say 90%. And you can search through the truths and say, according to 1,000 truths, X number of people believed this to be true. X number of people believe this to be true. And that's where we get to not the actual truth, but the believed truth. What do people believe is true? And if you ask me, in some cases, belief of a truism is more important than the actual truism. Belief that the sun is going around the earth, belief that the earth is going around the sun, which everyone, more people think is true because no one really knows. I mean, if you're not an astronomer and you haven't actually looked, how do you know that the sun is not going around the earth? I mean, it was a mistake that everyone made. But now we've been taught that it's the other way around. But those people who are teaching you it's the other way around, what are their credentials? How do we know that they're telling the truth? Sure, some people say, well, science is this and science is that, but the thing about science is that there's no such thing as subtle science. Science disrupts itself. One day, science could say A, the next day, science could say B, when there's more information. So that's why I'm saying is that the concept behind this site, 1,000 Truths, is that we get to say if something is true or not. And the wisdom of the crowds will tell us if something is true. And like I said, nothing can be 100% true. So I'd like to know, how true do people think this thing really is? That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.